Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's Guerrilla Radio. It's Wednesday, the last day of February, the 28th, 2018. Today, I am very, very ill, but I'm going to try and stick around a little while. We're talking about gun control and what's been going on since the Parkdale shooting. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Totally politicized. This Dobbs character. It's really sad. Really sad that President Trump, he's pushing for gun control now. What is gun control? What is this? What is this? Disarming law-abiding people is going to prevent these tragedies? I don't think so. I don't see how it is. I don't understand how it can actually do so. If you want to call in, numbers 347-855-8301. Press 1. Let me know you want to participate. Actually, use my wife's social media, Lisa Thomas, hosting the wrong host as usual. I've just like been so sick the last few days. I apologize. Supposed to be Thomas Giles. I put Riley Fauché on there. Hopefully they'll call in and help me out a little bit today because I'm really feeling under the weather. I am so sick with the flu. Again, 347-855-8301. Be blank for just a few seconds here. I'm going to go back upstairs. Oh, there's my friend. I'm going to bring my friend in. After I play the intro, I'm going to bring you in 585. I see you there. It's intro time. Oh, yeah, what better time than now with your sick as a dog host, Anarchy Austin Thomas here. And I've got 585 here with their hand up. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, no problem, brother. Hope you feel better.
Oh, I'm feeling terrible. So bad. Oh my gosh, I don't know how long I'm going to even be able to hang out.
Oh, you must have what I had.
But you have the flu too, John?
Oh yeah, a month ago or something. Oh my gosh.
This is terrible.
It's weird though, I was feeling terrible and then I called in and like when I got talking to people, like it felt better for like temporarily. It's crazy.
Well, I'm hoping that works too.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh,
hopefully
my.
you'll get a temporary reprieve. That's what I got. The truth.
Well,
the weirdest thing.
Well, I'm here with the calamine tea with honey and going to try and push through a little bit anyway. Oh my goodness. What do you think of this gun controls nonsense?
Well, we just got a hold. Like I posted on my status update, the only right thing, we know the education system is screwing us anyway, first of all, in terms of education, okay, we know that's a joke anyway. If we really hold on and stand our ground on the second, like the whole nation, country, whatever you want to call it, if the people really, really hold on to their guns, literally, then I think they're going to be forced, because I think the gun control, obviously they want gun control, but they also don't want us to look at how messed up the schools are, even though they kind of do it the same thing. They make all these movies about how all this high school drama, of course, they don't, you know, the suicide,
right.
They're reporting all this stuff, the suicide, the way the social media has, like, interacted with this whole mess to create like this toxic explosive compound, right? In the social life of teens. So I think if we hold on to our guns, not only will we keep our guns, but we'll force the conversation to go back where it should be, which is the whole idea of gun-free zones, number one, and the whole massively wrong education system that's all based on some quacky communist whacked out paradigm, and we'll start listening to the voices of reason. Who was it? There was someone recently who was like, compulsory education is just wrong anyway, you know, and just start listening to sense in this country. That'd be a start. I mean, and I think it would start with like, not letting them change the conversation, not backing down. I don't know what Trump's doing. It's a little scary if he's backing down on this. But it doesn't matter, because this is a country of people, not presidents. So
right.
We just
the thing is, and all the Trumpsters are give him a pass, and I'm one of the few people. I'm on Twitter now, since I'm locked down on Facebook. Myself and Tom Lloyd are totally locked down, but everyone on Twitter seems to be giving the Trumpster a free pass. They seem to forget that his promise on the campaign trail, and I played the video many times and posted it many times, it's 1 minute and 4 seconds, is he promised day one he was going to eliminate gun-free zones. Day one. His campaign promise. So I'm putting some of this blood on his hands, and these gun-free zones, and they're this bunch of bullshit. Right.
Well,
but everyone seems to...
Is he not now making any gesture toward? Is he currently not making any gesture toward actually doing that?
No. Now he's talking about raising the age to purchase weapons to 21, eliminating bump stocks. He is falling in line with this gun control agenda. He had an hour round roundtable meeting with a bunch of these kids pushing this gun control agenda, and it's screwed.
Well,
I mean,
officially, whatever they might say on Twitter, that means that officially Trump is retreating, and we who are sort of, to some degree, in some sense, like the soldiers under his command, so to speak. We just gotta, you know, if he's gonna retreat, we just gotta, you know, take this into our own hands. This is the point where we need to say, okay, guess what? It's about us. Just like what people who thought Obama was, you know, the Messiah, did when he lost office. We gotta start that now. We gotta start a movement to say, you know what? Hey, as usual, we've just been projecting our own desire for freedom onto this shameless politician. And what we need to do now is wake up or else. That's it.
Well, exactly. I mean, all I heard about for 8 years when Obama was president, he's coming for the guns. He's coming for the guns. He's coming for the guns. Trump, in 1 year, is doing more to push a gun control agenda than Obama did in eight. And he's supposed to be a Republican. He's supposed to be the NRA guy. He's supposed to be the pro-Second Amendment guy.
Yeah, this is a disgrace. And that, no matter what the shills say, the people need to feel that and respond accordingly. And realize, no, we do not have the hero we thought we had. Sure, he's done some good things. But this is unacceptable. This is like undercutting everything in terms of freedom.
Right.
So forget it. Feels off. That's it. Not my president.
Right. I'm gonna give the Trumpster some props for economic rhetoric. He's the economy, even though we both of us here know it's basically based on illusions and lies anyway. But the economy, the stock market rally, I mean the economy is doing better. But his foreign policy, he's drone bombing more women and children in the last year than Obama did in eight. And he's doing more for gun control in the last few weeks than Obama did in 8 years.
Well, I mean, the only hope is that we make him feel that he no longer has constituents, and then he'll do the right thing, or he won't, and you know, he's just going to have a complete mess on his hands in terms of no followers. That's the ideal outcome of this, I think.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I just don't understand this, and everybody all rallying about the National Rifle Association and the NRA, and what a crock of shit that is. They've done more to push anti-gun legislation and restrictions than they have to push freedoms. People
mm-hmm.
don't realize that.
Yeah.
What a smokescreen.
Right, exactly. Well, I was thinking of when Hitler signed the transfer agreement. I wonder how people felt about that if they knew. Just jumping back to another guy who kind of resembles Trump. I mean, some people disagree with that, but I think a lot of people see the resemblance. Not that that's a bad thing. I mean, JFK really admired him. But anyway, I was thinking to myself, what did he know? Like, I mean, he wrote. I mean, I listened, honestly, full disclosure, I've listened to a little bit of people reading of Mein Kampf. He wrote that he could clearly see the Zionists and the Communists were in league, and you have the Balfour Declaration and the Bolshevik Revolution within 5 days of each other. So, I mean, he had to know something, but it wasn't until way later, and this is why Netanyahu blamed the Palestinians. The Mufti of Jerusalem was the one who finally pushed Hitler back to his supposed principles of, like, you know, don't prop up a nation state of Jews, for God's sake. You're just gonna fuel communism, and that's exactly what's, unfortunately, I can't imagine.
Well,
what was the purpose even?
This is just today in a meeting with lawmakers, President Trump expressed support for a comprehensive gun bill that would include stronger background checks and temporarily take guns away from high-risk individuals. Here's that slippery slope. Who deems who is a high-risk individual? Me being a dissident and an anarchist, am I a high-risk individual? President,
yeah,
here, this is from today, from Washington. President Trump stunned Republicans on live television Wednesday by embracing gun control and urging a group of lawmakers at the White House to resurrect gun safety legislation that has been opposed for years by the powerful National Rifle Association and a vast majority of his party. In a remarkable meeting, the president veered wildly from the NRA playbook in front of giddy Democrats and stone-faced Republicans. He called for comprehensive gun control legislation that would expand background checks to weapons purchased at gun shows and on the internet to keep guns from mentally ill people, secure schools, and restrict gun sales from some young adults. He even suggested a conversation on an assault weapons ban. At one point, Mr. Trump suggested that law enforcement authorities should have the power to seize guns from mentally ill people or others who could present a danger without first going to court. "I like taking guns early," he said, adding, "take the guns first. Go through due process second." The declarations prompted a frantic series of calls from NRA lobbyists to their allies on Capitol Hill and a statement from a group calling the ideas that Mr. Trump expressed bad policy. Republican lawmakers suggested to reporters that they remain opposed to gun control measures. "We're not ditching any constitutional protection simply because the last person the president talked to today doesn't like them," Senator Ben Sasse, Republican of Nebraska, said in a statement. Democrats, too, said they were skeptical that Mr. Trump would follow through. The White House can now launch a lobbying campaign to get universal background checks passed, as the president promised in this meeting, or they can sit and do nothing, said Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat, Connecticut. At the core of Mr. Trump's suggestion was a revival of a bipartisan bill drafted in 2013 by Senator Joe Manchin III, Democrat of West Virginia, and Patrick J. Toomey, Republican of Pennsylvania, after the shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. Despite a concerted push by President Barack Obama and personal appeals of Sandy Hook parents, the bill fell largely to a Republican filibuster. Mr. Trump's embrace did not immediately yield converts. Senator Marco Rubio, Republican of Florida, said after the meeting he was unmoved, repeating the Republican dogma that recent shootings were not conducted by someone who bought a gun at a gun show or a parking lot. Senator John Cornyn of Texas, the number two Republican who sat next to the president looking flustered, emerged from the meeting and declared, "I thought it was fascinating television, and it was surreal to actually be there." But Mr. Trump suggested that the dynamics in Washington had changed after the school shooting in Florida that claimed 17 lives, in part because of his own leadership in the White House, a sentiment that the Democrats in the room readily appeared to embrace as they saw the president supporting their ideas. So there you have it, right out of the Trumpster's mouth. And I want the actual people that support the Trump to actually look at this realistically and logically. The guy is pushing for gun control and gun restrictions. Point blank. All right,
now my question, point blank, I get it. See what you did there. I'm wondering a couple of things. I'm wondering, first of all, I really felt George Soros' presence in the way this was all, the way the students spoke, so obviously fake. And that one student was dabbing her eyes one at a time, right? That's usually a tip off that they're crocodile tears.
Right.
Like, is George Soros behind it? And then I'm just like, did Trump ever intend to uphold gun rights in the first place, or was he just put in to do what Obama couldn't get away with?
That's a good question.
I mean, all I see is like the left weakened this country and is, you know, and they're tepid when it comes to Israel. The right kind of strengthens this country, but even more strengthens Israel. Like, Israel always wins no matter who gets in. But I mean, that seems to be the X factor, the one thing that, you know, definitely holds the right and left together. Like, they always want to put this country down more than Israel, relatively more than they do Israel. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like the whole thing is compromised, and it just don't represent. I mean, he represents such a small sliver of society. So, you know, he really represents the richy rich, the bankers, and I mean that's always been evident. People that are just basically, at this point, economic parasites, financial terrorists. These are the people he works for. So, right, his cabinet, I don't know. I mean, he speaks in a way a lot of people like. I'm not denying that. But the substance of it is, and now is the real wake-up time. I think if we get rid of him now, we'd kind of come out ahead. But we got to get rid of him now. Like, we got to just impeach or whatever we can do.
Well, they're not going to get rid of him. I mean,
well, they aren't.
He's going to win re-election in 2020 because these people are so buffaloed. They're so enamored with his cult of personality that they give him a pass on everything. Look at this.
Well, how about a compromise? If he's so much like David Duke, let's put it to the test and give David Duke a try. There, I said it.
Give David Duke a try. I mean, this is insane. This is really insane. I mean. And YouTube and Facebook and the social media are taking anything down that questions this gun control agenda, questions the narrative that happened at Parkdale High School. You question anything, they're giving people strikes. They're taking people down off of YouTube. It's insane.
Yeah, he's really stabbed his constituents in the back, it seems like. I don't know what else to say. He's ripped the rug right out from under us.
Yeah, I just don't understand. I don't understand. I just don't get it. And you know these people that
game.
Support Trump and this. The rah-rah, this law enforcement and the thin blue line, you know, they're gonna hand over their guns. They are. You watch.
Mm. Well,
history repeats. I'm not.
I watched. This really impressed me a lot. I watched a while ago. I saw a piece they did about Waco. Sorry. And I was just really impressed by the fact that, yeah, it was a cult and whatever, but what isn't a cult? I don't know.
Right.
And the fact that they were doing stuff that really, I mean, I'm not for it completely, but I'm also not sure it's not appropriate for people to form just these little citadels, and say, you know what, we're gonna cast our lot together in this citadel. or city state or something. I mean, remember the city? What happened to the city state? Maybe we should try nation states for a while. It's only been, what, 500 years? Anyway, I'm just ranting.
Well, you know, speaking of Waco, that was all allegedly about him modifying weapons was the whole reason they went in.
Mm. Oh.
Gun control. Gun laws.
The Waco thing? Or?
Yeah, Waco.
Oh, okay. It was altering the guns? Yeah.
Yeah, he was stockpiling weapons. And supposedly altering semi-automatics into automatic weapons.
Ah. Huh. Thanks for the idea. That's good. Well, now we have 3D printers. I mean, my goodness. Just imagine if someone had got their shit together, what they could do. Wow.
Right.
3D printing.
It was the same thing at Ruby Ridge. It's always about the guns, the weapons. I thought that we had the right to bear arms shall not be infringed.
Well, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I'm glad I just mentioned 3D printing because that might just be the answer to all of this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's not even laws to try to even curb 3D printed guns. Do you understand that? It's over when people wake up to this. Not hard.
Oh, I agree. 3D printing is going to be the future. Is going to be the future.
Whoever does it is going to survive.
Right. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. It doesn't say guns, it says arms.
Mm,
arms,
exactly.
Armament. That,
guns are just
that
step
could
one.
Be body armor, that could be arms.
Mm-hmm.
Arms are arms.
Legs? Kidding.
I like your humor today, John.
I'm pretty insane, so... Yeah, but
I wanted to read that piece about Trump and about him pushing this agenda. It's the same thing. Buy this hook, line, and sinker, and don't believe that the police and the National Guard won't seize your weapons. There is proof of this. It actually happened after Katrina. They were going door to door confiscating people's weapons.
Well, I know where I live, they will. Not that I have anything to worry about because I've been too chicken so far to even get anything, but I'm trying to network with there's a group called Rochester Personal Defense. I've been trying to network with them. Just to get networked. I'm trying to get networked with like serious people lately, just because of what I've dealt with personally, but plus this.
Yeah, you know what's funny too is and I've had Adam Kokesh, and people have mixed feelings about him. Some people are saying that he's a COINTELPRO agent and this and that. It's funny. He walked through D.C. with a shotgun and was arrested. The same day, they had a guy with a 30-round clip, a Democrat, that didn't even know what the hell he was talking about, was on CNN showing it. He asked permission from law enforcement, and they said, no, don't do it. He did it anyways. He was with an illegal clip on CNN in Washington, D.C., a 30-round clip showing what it was. Did he get arrested? No.
Interesting.
Because he was pushing the agenda.
Sounds like politics.
Yes, definitely politics.
Well,
definitely politics.
I mean, signs of the times, again, if you don't know what you're up against, you got to open your eyes. So. I would love to start a cult and just be in charge. How about you? I mean, wouldn't that be great? But you got to be in charge. Of the, I'm just kidding. Oh, geez. The problem is people know so little. They're so low information, and they seem to like it that way. And, man, I mean, I'm not trying to be super cynical, but it's like I'm always trying to think of ways to force feed the truth to people, but it's like, okay, got to be zen, too, sometimes.
Yep. I don't know. I don't know what it's. I don't get it. I don't understand. All the right wingers. I'm going to put that in parentheses. Talking about Second Amendment. How can they still be on board with
it? Because, I don't know, I mean, like, they weren't, the Republican establishment, at first they weren't, and then they were. Now it's like, it was so hard getting on the bandwagon, it'd be even harder to get off, maybe, I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm gonna do a shorter show. I'm gonna take a little break. Can you stick around, John? I'm gonna do a little break here. I'm gonna cut this show short today. I really hate to. I'm just feeling so ill. I'm gonna take a little break, commercial break. Thank our sponsors. We'll be back in a couple minutes, guys.
Pittsburgh are rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before.
Hey folks, this is the Mouth, and if you need something moved, you need to go through Dadco Transportation. Family-owned and operated, Dadco Transportation specializes in pad wrap fixtures to retail stores throughout the country, as well as furniture transportation, pad trap and box furniture from California to Arizona to all points east. Be it truckload, LTL, rollout, exclusive use, or expedited, Dadco is here to service their clients safely, efficiently, and quickly. So if you need something moved within the continental U.S., contact Dadco Transportation at 609-296-9121 or contact them directly at dadcotrans.com. That's DABCOTRANS.com.
But I can never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Hey, this is Liberty Lisa. You've reached the Truth Training. Non-judicial foreclosures, where they're just taking people's homes without even giving them due process. That's wrong. It's corrupt. It's criminal. It's fraud.
The Truth Training with Liberty Lisa. Tuesday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Truth Emergers Radio.
The cause is bigger than just me. The cause is for everyone.
We're going to be going kind of out there for sure. Is our first family a first family of clones? And the number one influence on our government here in the United States is AIPAC, which is a group funded by Zionist Israelis.
Austin Talks, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Truth Emerges Radio Network.
Guerrilla Radio, doing an abbreviated version of the show. I'm really ill today, gun control. I'm going to bring back in my good friend, John. Thanks. Thanks so much for calling in, John. I appreciate hanging out with you.
Oh yeah, man. I'm glad you're sticking it out a little bit. What do we
yeah.
leave off on?
It's gonna be an abbreviation, right? I'm at a loss here after I watched that bullshit with the Trumpster. I'm at a loss. I cannot believe what I saw. But I guess, but I can believe it because we all know that he's a Democrat anyways and a liberal from New York. He ran under the guise of being a conservative. It's all a smokescreen. It's all a dog and pony show.
It's all he said what he had to say to make a deal, and he closed the deal, and we elected him. That's all. We're a bunch of idiots.
Exactly. Right.
what he claimed to stand for and what he started off doing, pro-life, I mean, that's what comes to mind. And prior to this little excuse that he found to restrict guns, I thought he was now it's like, nah, we lost him. We lost any semblance of a real populist.
And you're right. He's just a populist. He's a liberal. I've been telling people that for months upon months in the deplorables group. I've been telling everybody that the guy is not a conservative. The guy is an authoritarian. He is that. He loves the military. He loves bombing the shit out of women and children. He loves him and Sessions. They love asset forfeiture. They love seizing people's property without due process. Now he's wanting to grab the guns. It's out there for anyone that has two brain cells to rub together to see.
Yeah, and you left out the surveillance state, so that's a lot.
Oh, yeah, he loves the surveillance state, too. Remember the release the memo, remember how that was going to change things and how heads were going to roll? Remember how Hillary Clinton was going to be behind bars? Remember all these promises. Remember that these gun-free zones were going to be eliminated day one. Lies, lies, and lies. All lies.
Yeah.
Really sad. The
politics.
People fell for the shit once again. Politics as usual. But remember, he's a renegade. He's different. He's a renegade. He's a wild card.
It's our TV culture. We don't have the attention span for, you know, someone who makes sense in like complete sentences. So like we can't hear people like the majority of Americans can't sit and listen to a David Duke or a Ron Paul, someone who actually has like a comprehensive understanding of issues. We just want to hear someone blurt out the right things. And just in case a few of us do listen to someone who makes sense, you know, the media is just going to come back with blurting out anti-Semite, or, you know, and we'll be like, oh, okay, that I can understand. Bad man making sense.
Right. And the guy is in the Zionist pocket too. Just listen to him talking at AIPAC. Just look at his actions with Jerusalem and the whole nine.
But he has come out after Netanyahu. But that's after Netanyahu's fate is pretty much sealed politically. So I don't know if that means a thing. But it's nice to see him divided anyway.
Right, and the other thing that I brought up about, well, we did the show on it, the Release the Memo show. I told y'all nothing was going to come of it, not a thing. They've been doing this shit since the '60s. Investigate Operation Echelon. They've been monitoring everybody. FISA is a rubber stamp. That's all it is. FISA has turned down 11 warrants out of 5,800 over the last eight or nine years. It's a rubber stamp to go ahead and surveil people and to monitor people. That's all this FISA is. It's all bullshit. It's all pomp and circumstance. The Fourth Amendment? Forget about it. Second Amendment, forget about it. The First Amendment, that's going down the tubes too. Look at YouTube censoring and Google and Facebook and Twitter taking down people. You can't even say anything against it.
I just discovered VK.com, which is Russian controlled dabbling in hate groups, let's say. That's how I found out about this. And it's amazing. It's like Facebook, but it's really not censored and not really even surveilled something. So.
Yeah, but it is.
Or not, well, I guess so. But,
It may not be censored. But it's surveilled.
Yeah, I mean it's surveilled, of course. I mean, and what's the other thing that was Facebook? Oh, security stuff. That's, well, I don't know for sure. I can't say if there's the same security issues not. What that means, but
right, and Facebook is using Snopes to determine what's fake news.
Fake news. You know, I mean, fake news, at least when Trump used the phrase, at least it really meant something. It actually meant, like, lies and really transparently wishful narrative. But when then it started getting used by, like, people on the left, whatever that means, and then it became, like, just anything we don't want you to hear, anything that hurts the elite's image or something. And it was like, well, no, that doesn't make it fake. That means inconvenient. An inconvenient truth,
right,
to use a phrase that Al Gore used. That's not fake. That's inconvenient.
It is. And it's just like Al Gore using his term, an inconvenient truth to the narrative is fake news.
Yeah, that's what it's turned into. I don't know if it was in the beginning, in the first place, maybe already, but definitely that's the way we're hearing it now. It's like, oh boy, yeah, they come back. Oh God, when one side uses the same rhetoric as the other, even if it ever meant anything to begin with or not, I don't know, but it's just like so lame. Like, can you kill me? But. I mean, I would love to see, like getting back to positive things, I would love to see him defund PBS and the NPR.
NPR, PBS.
That would be beautiful.
And the other campaign promise that the Trump was going to defund Planned Parenthood. Last week, he actually didn't defund it. He gave them more money.
Mm. Wow. So, yeah, even as he's playing politics and making nice with the pro-life march, he's really a double dealer.
He's playing nice with the pro-lifers, you know, talking a big game. But in the meantime, you know, I'm from the old school. Actions speak louder than words. His actions, him actually funding Planned Parenthood. Oh yeah, they're funded through 2020. Up the ante too, more money. Amazing.
Yeah, we're never gonna get the right guy president. Oh, and also there's the Kennedy disclosure, right? I mean, that should be another red flag that he doesn't want all that stuff declassified. So.
The memo. I knew the memo, nothing was going to come of it. Hillary is going to be in jail. Nothing. He's friends with the Clintons. Bill Clinton talked him into running for president. They're friends. They're friends. It's all theater. It's like bad kabuki theater.
Really bad.
They
should wear those masks or paint their faces too. That'd be great. Just so we can tell who's pretending to be the good guy this time.
But you know, people like you and I, we're the bad guys for pointing this shit out, for pointing out the obvious, for actually having the audacity to pick up a pile of shit that these politicians, including the Trumpster, and rubbing it in people's face, rubbing it in their faces. We're the bad guys.
We're going full Moses.
It's not even our shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because we're not polishing the golden calf, and we're not kowtowing to the magical song. That's another thing too about the Super Bowl and about Trump and we need to, you know, about Kaepernick taking a knee and this protest going on, and in the meantime, Trumpster at his Mar-a-Lago has a big Super Bowl party.
He did all the wrong things with Kaepernick, I think, that anyone could have done.
Yeah. Why not? Hey, I don't agree with this guy's politics, but actually, he has a right to protest because Trumpster had an axe to grind against the NFL because he had that football league that went down the tubes, and he's friends with a bunch of football team owners. I mean,
basically, Trump is the best friend that the left has ever had by pretending to be a conservative, and then with the back of his hand behind his back, doing, you know, serving the leftist agenda, and yeah, perfect, bullseye. He's a complete leftist. He's a total double agent.
He is a leftist.
He's a total agent from the left. That's all he is.
And you're 100% correct. He's pushing their agenda. But he's got the people on the right and the so-called conservatives all buffaloed. But every action he does, gun control, further funding for Planned Parenthood, asset forfeiture, it's all Marxist and socialist bullshit.
Well, when he funds Planned Parenthood, how is he, like, what agenda is he setting as he does that, I wonder, too? Because I know that people have talked about the black genocide agenda, which had to do with the Klan support of Margaret Sanger. I don't know. I wonder if Trump is, he seems like the guy who would, right, be on that, be pushing that agenda, but.
Yeah, you're right. There may be an alternative there. I don't know. All I know is this meeting he had today. When you have Nancy Pelosi and what's the one lady who claims she was part Indian, the super liberal, and what's her name from California? They're writhing their hands in glee.
Elizabeth Warren, yeah.
It was, yeah, Elizabeth Warren, Nancy Pelosi, and what the hell is that? That other lady, the one that pushed for all the gun control, but has guns herself.
Feinstein,
yeah. Feinstein is there writhing her hands in glee and wearing a shit-eating grin right next to the Trumpster.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this guy that's supposed to be a conservative Second Amendment guy, and right next to him is Feinstein writhing her hands in glee as Trump talks about gun control.
Well,
and reenacting a 2013 gun control bill for background checks. You have Trump himself saying, grab the guns first. Mm-hmm. Grab the guns first.
Yep.
And then,
wow.
then we'll sort it out. But grab the guns first. Let's grab the guns first. Hell with due process. We'll worry about the due process later.
Yeah. Well, you
and
know,
anyone doesn't see.
They make all these movies and TV shows where so-called law enforcement is always coloring outside the lines, and it always turns out right in the shows. I think he's exploiting that messaging to bring that into real life. That's what's disconcerting about this.
It's all turned into the movie Idiocracy. It really has.
Yep. Well, I don't want to sell people short. Like, I know there's a lot we can do, and there's a lot of woke people, and I'm trying not to get discouraged. I'm trying to hang out with, you know, stay sharp myself and stay up to date. I mean, what else can you do?
That's it. That's what you can do. And I'm going to keep here pushing the message, too, that all is not as it seems. This man is another conniving liar. He's Zionist-controlled. He is against people's rights. He just said it today. His words, let's grab the guns first and then worry about due process.
Maybe we should impeach him first.
Out of his mouth. That was out of his mouth. His quote.
Yeah. Okay,
Let's grab the guns first and then we'll worry about due process.
Let's remove Trump's title first and then we'll put him on trial.
I just I can't believe I can't I'm starting to see a few of the Trump tards are starting to wake up. Actually,
they have to now.
It's really
now,
sad.
It's now or never. That's all I can say.
If you've seen this fiasco today, and if you can still wholeheartedly back the Trump as a, I'm going to put this in parentheses too, a constitutionalist. If you can back these words and these attempted actions, I don't know. I don't know.
And then, I remember what I was going to say. Dick's Sporting Goods, they stopped selling so-called assault rifles.
The Tommy gun and a fully automatic weapons, what is really an assault rifle, an assault weapon, have already been banned since the 30s. I got news for you.
Wow.
And it's funny. An AR-15 is a semi-automatic rifle. It just looks scary. A 30-06 and an AR-15 are very similar.
So the trick is maybe we should paint guns pink and then no one will care.
Right. Hey, that's a great idea. Paint
I
guns
can't believe
pink.
I just thought of that.
That's a great idea. We'll just paint them pink.
Because anything that's pink is...
And instead of calling them assault rifles, we'll call them pink rifles.
Pink, yeah.
Yeah. Dave, did you get your pink gun? We'll call them pink guns. Just paint them pink. Because... And that's the other thing. Some other guy was on CNN, and what term did he use? Automatic, semi-automatic assault weapon. Let me run that by everyone again. Yeah. See, he's talking about the automatic, semi-automatic assault weapons. You got people that don't even know what the hell they're talking about, pushing for legislation and pushing to grab your guns and your weapons.
Oh, he was saying automatic and semi-automatic like it was one thing?
Right, right.
Okay.
He called these AR-15s their automatic, semi-automatic assault weapons.
Just word salad, basically. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you don't know what you're talking. As long as you're on the right side of the political, it doesn't matter. Just make word salad and blah blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Yada yada yada.
I just find the whole thing hilarious that someone could come on And then the lady's just nodding her head, agreeing with this guy.
These liberals have
no idea what. I mean, if you're going to push for something, at least know what the hell you're talking about, please.
I mean, half of these people ought to be in a mental ward. They're nuts. They're just complete total fools. So, I mean, they shouldn't even be, even in a free country, they should at least be, under some kind of supervision. These people that we think are in charge, they're not right. They're just not right in the head. They're not.
I know.
They're not well.
They're not well at all.
And
they're
that's
not
what,
well
and,
at all.
And those are the people that are put in positions of power because they're easy to control. I mean, it's just like. Such a shame.
These are the people that are writing laws for you, the peons, to follow. Oh, and the other thing, and I'm going to wrap it up on this, was what's her name? you know, Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah, she's at a gun control rally, pushing for gun control, with six armed people all around her.
Yeah, of course.
See, it's different. It's different if you're a politician or famous. You can tell other people that guns are bad, but you need guns around you for your protection. That's a different story. What a bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah, it's a real Hunger Games vibe, isn't it?
It really is. It is a Hunger Games thing going on. And then you talk about this Black Lives Matter, hands up, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot, because the guy had his hands up and they shot him. And then you hear all the rhetoric. Well, what about black on black crime? Well, this is about police shooting unarmed people. What does that have to do with? I love how they try and twist the narrative. Like, well, what about this? Yeah, what about that? Yeah, that's a problem too.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a scandal. I mean, I don't even know how much is to blame on racial integration. I think the forced integration is also why there's a lot of violence and a lot of resentment. So it's just, there's such a tangled web of really insane policies. It's hard to know who to be more angry at, because it's a real mess.
Yeah, I agree. And on that note, John, thanks for calling in. I'm going to cut this one short. I'm just doing an hour show today. I appreciate you, my friend. And listen, guys, hopefully I'll be better Saturday and actually be able to do a whole show. Peace, love, everybody. And keep your guns. Ha-ha! I'm keeping mine.
Hey, amen. Keep your guns and get 3D printers. The end.
All right. Another one's in the can. Deuces. Peace out. Much love, everybody. We'll see you again. I'll see you guys again Saturday, Unraveling the Matrix at 6 o'clock. I'll do a full show then. Peace out. Much love.